Motsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.
We're right into the Commonwealth Games, aren't we?
I'm so into it.
We've got that many medals. It's not funny.
So we obviously we're leading.
Well, way ahead at the minute. And as well as the Commonwealth Games, of course, we're all in love with Prince Charles and Camilla. Who are just wowing the crowds in Queensland as they swan around the Sunshine State. They were in Cairns over the weekend. They went to a church service. They went to the naval base up there. Then they've also been in Brisbane. Charles actually was addressing a crowd in Brisbane over the weekend, and he was telling the crowd that he's turning 70. Later this year, hits the big 70 in November, and of course he spent a bit of time in Queensland early in his life, Charles.
You're right.
And there's famous footage going around of Charles in the old in the bathers and the budgie smugglers back in the day.
Yeah,
back in the day
when he was a lad.
Well, thankfully, he doesn't sort of flash them out now. In fact, he was talking about this when he was addressing the crowd in Brisbane over the weekend. As part of his speech, he said, alluding to the fact that we're all getting a little older. Prince Charles said, I do know, I'm not going to do the Prince Charles voice. Prince Charles said, I do know only too well and understand the strange feeling of disbelief that this is actually happening and that never again, for instance, will it be possible to squeeze into a pair of budgie smugglers. I don't know about you, ladies and gentlemen, but now bits of me keep falling off at regular intervals. Don't worry, they keep telling me. You have brilliant genes. But the trouble is I can't get into them either. Oh, a bit of humour from the prince.
Hey, who knew he was funny?
I think the one good thing to come out of that is that he's not going to jump into the budgie smugglers again, Prince, because we don't need to be looking at that.
No.
We don't need to be looking at that.
Hardly wait to see Camilla in bikini.
Please, there are people eating.
Little two-piece. Camilla, do it for me.
Beach volleyball outfit. Did we sit down and watch the 20K walk yesterday? Isn't that exciting, isn't it?
That's fun.
It's one event I think I might have a crack at.
I might
actually have a shot at being able to do that if I tried.
Would you walk that way they do it? It's not as if you're taking your dog out for a walk, Sheree.
It's probably the only one I would be able to do, but probably not to the extent that they do it. But
I want to be the official.
I reckon I could.
I want to be the official who comes out with a paddle. That's what I want to do.
So what's the rule? You must have
contact with the ground at all times.
Right. So otherwise you're classified as running.
It's almost close to running.
It pretty much is.
You must be in a world of pain at the end of that.
Yeah.
Imagine, you know, walking in that sort of style for 20Ks.
So how long were they walking for?
Oh, I don't know.
To do the 20Ks?
Do you actually think I sat and watched that yesterday? Do you actually think
No.
How are you going to spend your Sunday? I'm going to watch a heap of people walk.
you see the end, the guy, girl walks across the finish line, and then they've got the time that they've completed it in.
I couldn't tell you how much. No. Doesn't interest me. Doesn't interest me at all.
And at what point in time does a young person go, you know what?
I'm going to be a walker.
I'm going to be a walker. I like walking to the fridge. I like walking to change the channel on the TV, and just extend that to the 10K and the 20K.
Don't get me wrong. Technically, I reckon it would be one of the most hardest things to master. So for the people that do it, good on you. But from a spectator sport, you can't say it's taken off, really. You know? World championship walking.
Wow. But the paddle guy, as you point out, they've got a hard job.
And when they disqualify someone and the athlete is distraught because you've just thrown 8 years of work out the door, they just stand there. They don't even go, you know, I know they've got to do their job and stick the paddle out and say, sorry, you're disqualified. But there was one of the girls yesterday was so distraught, she was on the road, bawling her eyes out.
Yeah.
And there was an official just standing there beside her.
Go on, bad luck. You know, and frankly, if you're going to have a paddle, say, you know, that's it, you're out. make it a bat and hit them. You know, you're out, wacko. Now you got something to cry about.
Bit of tough love, mate. Bit of tough love.
Right. Get it right next time.
That can be late in sport. Whacking, disqualifying competitors out of
the way. Oh, on the subject of wheelie bins, someone has gone out over the weekend. You know, all the bins that are lying down, that not necessarily the bin art, but the bins that are lying down ready
for
be
collection.
Someone's decided to get their car and just ram into a couple.
Oh, right.
How stupid.
Well, I tell you where it gets messy, and I know it's a slow process, but it looks really messy when you've got the bins that are waiting to be collected, the old bins, and then you compound that by bringing out the bins for the collection. They're like bloody bins everywhere. And like a suburb like, say, Birklands, for instance, which has its collection today, you drive around Birklands, there's just bins everywhere, whether they're new ones, old ones. There's just a plethora of wheelie bins in the suburb. Let's just get the bloody things collected.
We know there's going to be a transitional period, and you understand that. But
The FOGO bin.
The what?
The FOGO bin, the one that goes out every week.
Oh,
there's bloody nothing in it this week. You got this massive bin, and I got three bags of stuff in there.
Great. Well, I'm going to come round to your place on collection night because they didn't collect mine last week. They didn't.
What, any bins at
they
all?
They didn't. You know how we put out three bins because we didn't know which ones to. So they're still out there.
They didn't collect
any of
them.
Didn't collect any of them.
Right. Geez, people really don't like you, do they? When the garbos won't collect your rubbish.
There's no.
Why don't you just wheel it down the road? You need a tip.
Thanks, it's a recycling centre.
Oh, sorry, yes. When it comes to selling the property, it's a recycling centre.
Please collect my rubbish bins today because there's no more room for pizza boxes in
there. I hope they're in the recycling.
They are.
That's very good.
But soon the recycling bin will be full and I'm just going to throw them whatever bin, I don't care what colour. What happens to you because you're colourblind? How do you know which bin to put out?
The one that says recycling is a fairly, it's got recycling on the top of it. It's a pretty good indication of what goes in there.
Do you like golf?
I don't mind going out and having a bit of a whack around the golf course. I'm not very good at it.
Not very good. But do you do it very often, like once a year you know, just whenever there's a charity golf day coming up?
That's
somewhere.
About it, really.
That's it, yeah. Some people like golf. Other people love golf. In fact, some golfers, I'm sure, love certain holes on certain golf courses because it's always in their favour. The story comes from Merseyside, the Brackenwood Golf Course. In Merseyside, a guy has been filmed making love to the ninth hole at the Brackenwood Golf Course in Merseyside. So if you could just imagine, there he is on the green with his dacks down.
That's just not right, is it? That's not right at all.
All I'm going to say is whatever floats your boat. But I'm just, if I ever play golf at the Brackenwood Golf Course in Merseyside and I sink the ball into the ninth hole, that's where the ball's going to be staying. I'm not going to be touching that.
Did he chip in or?
I'm pretty sure people were saying that he was using his putter.
Oh, dearie me. If you want to find out more about that story.
No, you don't.
No, well, it's on our website. The story's on our website, triplem.com.au. You
want to it's just embarrassing.
Find out. No wonder so many people play golf.
Potsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.